escape without any lightning in the land of Egypt, in the land of your flesh. Isn't that powerful? You got to have lightning. Then God's going to start leading you. Amen. You say, I want out of this situation. Humility, the frozen walls, you let the lightning strike the land of Egypt. Amen. And you know what you're going to activate? Those nostrils are not even activated until you have lightning, thunder. Then that activates hot and cold or cold and hot. God will find a way out for you if you'll humble yourself, if you'll let God bring the lightning, separate you from something. Then he'll move you a little further, and you know what's going to happen? He's going to freeze the walls, and he's going to make a way out for you. Praise God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. You may have to humble yourself first. It may be awfully cold first, but God's going to blow a dry path so you can make a way out. So you can have a way out. He'll make the way out. Thank you, Jesus. All as a result of thunder. All as a result of the lightning that struck in the land of Egypt that separated the people of God. It made the separation. Thank you, Jesus. So, amen. They walked for a while. They received the cloud. They received the fire. And then they received the power of the name of the high priest. And the name, we know that name, is Jesus Christ. Amen. Unity. With that name, in other words. Thank you, Jesus. It just wasn't, all right, I'm at a Red Sea experience. Lord, I lift up your name. Man, if you're not separating yourself, you can lift up your name till you're blue in the face. It ain't going to work. And you know that. You get in situations, oh, well, Brother Jardine said, just lift up the name. It'll work. Oh, Lord, I lift up the name. As you just continue on down your old pathways. It don't work. Got to have some thunder behind it. Got to have some separation with the name. Amen. You separate yourself, and then you've got a rod. Then you've got a rod with the name on it. Praise God. You've got something to divide the troubled waters with. You've got power in that name. Just like, saints of God, if that wasn't true, it wouldn't be written in the Bible. The man used the name of Jesus, but the devils attacked him and destroyed him. And some people are lifting up the names and being destroyed because there's no separation. You say, well, man, they were lifting up the name last week. I saw them lifting the name every day, 24 hours a day. I saw them till they were blue in the face. They were saying, Jesus, I lift up your name over this situation, Lord. And they're not even in the church anymore. What happened? No separation. Shkahaya, no separation. You wonder why it doesn't work? No separation. Why didn't the name of Jesus work? The man was trying to do a good work, and he says, come out of him, devil, in the name of Jesus. He said, Jesus, I know, Paul, I know, but who are you? I don't hear no thunder. And furthermore, we're going to get in you for a while. You say, well, name of Jesus. You know, that's going to scare the devil. He ain't doing it. Well, I ain't going to scare no devil. Without you going on being real. No reality with the name of Jesus. You just attract them. They'll jump on you. They ain't scared of that name with no unity. They're not scared of that name with no nature. Hi, I'm Osa. Oh, hallelujah. I think that's opening some eyes around here. Amen. You thought all I had to do is lift up the name of Jesus and keep on sinning. Don't work that way, saints. You're going to have new unity. Unity of warfare. That's powerful, isn't it? A lot of soul searching carrying on right now. I feel it. A lot of soul searching. And don't just stop there. Amen. Praise God. So, the name went into action. God started to blow with the blast of his nostrils. And out came the cold and then the hot. Well, I could go on and on and on this and show you the principle over and over again. Praise God. I'll read one scripture here with you in Psalm 18, then we're going to close. How many getting something out of this? I had to pay a great price. Amen. To have any 1 ounce of power to go with this lesson this morning. Boy, that's one thing as a pastor. If you're going to remain a pastor, you got to do business. Sooner or later. Psalm 18, verse 13. Psalm 18, verse 13 says, "The Lord also thundered in the heavens, and the highest gave his voice. Hailstones," there's your frozen walls, "and coals of fire." But what was before that? Thunder. Amen. Unity. And there's got to be separation before there can be thunder. The Lord also thundered. Amen. In the heavens, and the highest gave his voice, hailstones and coals of fire. Amen. Humility before honor. Cold first, then hot. Amen. And if you'll learn this lesson, you'll never backslide. You'll never backslide. There's no way. Amen. People backslide because they don't have any humility. There's no humility. Who was it was telling me that they felt like really running away from the Lord? This is before they even got in this message here. Can't remember who told me that. And they were just honest. And they humbled themselves in their situation and said, "Lord, whatever." And they just very honest with God. And they humbled themselves. And they kept on going on. Who was that? You just told me yesterday. Someone told me. Who was it? Was it you, Jerry? Who was it? You said you're a Christian, huh? Oh, it was Jeff. Yeah, okay. And Jeff was telling me, and see, that's a principle. You'll never backslide if you've got humility. The reason people backslide is because they have no humility. Amen. And Jeff was on his way out. And he says, "Well, hey, I'm just going to be honest with God." And so he started humbling himself before the Lord and got back in. Amen. It's automatic. You don't leave if you humble yourself. Praise God. It's pride will get you out. Humility, amen, will keep you in. Praise God. So when you're in a bad situation, that's a storm, saints. And the lightning striking, ask God what he wants you to separate yourself from, saints, and you'll come up with greater unity. Unity of warfare, a thunder, a roar that will strike fear in the heart of your enemy. Well, Dean and Cindy, did you learn anything? Amen. Well, we enjoyed having you. I hope you come back again. We are very word-oriented here. We love the Word of God. And these people, you don't know them, but I didn't either 5 years ago. And you wouldn't believe the way they were. I'm sure you have a testimony, both of you too. But these people have changed so much, it's unreal, because they've sat under this Word here. They've had their life changed over and over again. They're really making fine saints of God. Amen. Well, let's stand up. Brother Russell Rakestraw, come on up here and dismiss us. We're going to have a Holy Ghost hoedown tonight. Brother David Hill is going to be here, and Jimmy Moore is going to be here. Amen. That would have been no good without David Hill, no good without the power there. Amen. That's like having the name without the thunder. Brother Russell.
Thank you, Lord Jesus. Lord, we thank you, Father God. Oh, thank you, Jesus. Lord, mighty God, we thank you, Father, for new principles out of your word. Lord, we ask you, Father God, to put them down in our soul, Lord Jesus. Lord, enlighten them to us, Lord Jesus. Father God, help us to practice, Lamb of God, in our lives, what we hear, Father God. Lord, go with us, Jesus, until we come back again tonight, Lord, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
I said, "Now, Lord," I said, "I don't understand. I don't really know what's going on." I said, "I don't really care." I said, "But you is God, you is holy, you is righteousness." Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. You got all the power. I don't have any power. Thank you, Lord. Let's not go through you and get the power. Hallelujah. And God is good. Praise God. I'm not even willing to be standing behind a pulpit tonight, not even willing to be in a church. Glory be to God. Not for me, for what I did, but what my Father did. Hallelujah. He loved me so much. Thank you, Lord. Many times I get on my knees, I go to my prayer closet, don't even feel like praying, don't want to pray, don't have a desire to pray. Lord, I'd rather be out getting drunk and to get down trying to worship and lift up your name. But he's so wonderful, he's so holy, he's so righteous. So God never quit pulling on me. Hallelujah. I thank him tonight for pulling on me just constantly. Hallelujah. It's bringing me to the prayer closet. Thank you, Jesus. Bringing me to church when I don't want to go to church. Thank you, Lord. Bringing me to repentance. Thank you, Jesus. Man, many times before I met God, I was in trouble. Many times after I met God, I'm still in trouble. But guess what? I got somebody who can take care of me now. Hallelujah. Glory be to God. I've been to prison, a different place like that. It's no bad place to be. Hallelujah, when you got Jesus on your side. Thank you, Lord. I wasn't saved, but I had faith. I had belief, and I know that God was somewhere around. I know that the mediator was there, hallelujah, to bring me through. Thank you, Jesus. And I kept calling on his name. Didn't know how to call it, but I did the best I could. And by his mercy and by his grace, Jesus would meet me in the time of need when he knew that I had got my will touched, and I was really sincere to really make a change in my life. Hallelujah. And God coming to my soul and coming to me and saving me and filling me with the precious Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. I had a big problem. Hallelujah. When I come to Dallas, thank you, Lord. Jesus worked it over. Hallelujah. Jesus is a worker. Thank you, Lord. I had a bad problem. Thank you, Lord. I can talk about it because we're all white. Praise God. We don't have no. Thank you, Jesus. We don't have no black people tonight. I can talk about them a little bit, you know. But God is good. God is holy. God is righteous. Thank you, Lord. I had a problem. I didn't like black folk, you know. You know. You know, it's tough, really, when a white man don't like black folk, you got to live with them, work with them all the time. I said, Lord, I got to deal with this thing. How can I overcome this thing? And plus, my pastor was a black man. See, how can I overcome this? And his name, Don Robert McKay, he was a black guy. He looks white, but he was black. Hallelujah. He had to be because I'm white. See, you know, I mean, you know, but I thank God that God don't look at colors. You know, I'm serious. God don't look at colors. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. God didn't want the sincere people than the real people want to go for God. Hallelujah, Lord. I told a guy one time, he was a lawyer. He was a white guy, a big shot. He had plenty of money. We were talking about the Lord. We were talking about this. We were talking about that. When he got through talking, I said, well, sir, one thing I can tell you, that God don't look at colors. Hallelujah. I said, you're just a big hunk of mud like me. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. I'm just a big hunk of mud like you. Thank you, Jesus. So we got that solved right quick, and then we can get up, we can talk about Jesus. When we can find out, really, that we ain't no more than nobody else, we all in the same old boat. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Then when we can go on, you can get somewhere. Hallelujah. Well, I thank God for such a hick. You know, I was reading some notes this morning, boy, this morning about 3 or 4 o'clock and blowed my mind, blowed me out the cell. I was studying on the word. Boy, and I tell you, that blowed my mind. I went in the kitchen where my wife was. She was cooking some rice that time of morning. That's why I'm so fat. Boy, I got to pray and ask God to help me to overcome. Eating too much. Boy, she fixed me some rice and some what? Rice and some bacon and pulled the grease for the rice and filled it for the butter. Man, I went and ate. God, praise God. You can't out of shout when you get too full of food. Hallelujah. Boy, you want to get out there and shout and thump for Jesus, then you get so full of food you can't hardly do it. You know, but God still holy, he is righteous, he's long suffering, whatever you want to call it. I praise him for that. I was talking to Brother Carl this evening. He was telling some words, he preached, and the stuff he did up in temple last Saturday night, boy, and blowed my mind. Ooh, boy, he had a good time. Hallelujah. Keeping your feet on fire. Boy, he was sharing that to me this morning, this evening. Boy, my hair, on every hair on my head, threw it up in there. Woo! Boy, I love this word, boy. Talking to Brother Hill this evening, he was sharing some things with me. Boy, I tell you about the 5 to 10 virgins. That's one of the powerful things you ever seen in your life. I said, Lord, that's powerful. You know, I just appreciate the word of God. I'm just hungry for the word of God, too. You don't think I'm hungry, just call me without talking about it. Hallelujah. Okay, we're going to go. Well, I don't know where we're going to go. I might turn over back to Brother Georgina. I ain't got nowhere to go, but God has somewhere to feed it. If you study your Bible from Genesis to Revelation, and you humble yourself before God, then God always going to give you something. Thank you, Lord. God always got something in the Word of God to feed his people. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, I don't know what to do. I don't know what I'm going to think about. I don't know what I'm going to talk about. I spoke to one of Brother Carlson preach tonight, and I said, well, Lord, I'd rather go to Brother Georgina's. I called Brother Carlson and postponed the teaching over his church tonight. He was excited about it. Hallelujah. Brother Brooke was over there this morning. Boy, he preached the powerful message over there this morning. And I was supposed to be there tonight with Brother Carlson and Brother Ray Bolden and the rest of them over there, boy, but I changed my mind. I said, I'd rather go to Brother Jardine tonight. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. You know, God is good, man. All you got to do is wait on him. You know, I'm going to say one thing, then I'm gonna, if Lord willing, we're going to get in the wood. If you really, I was reading in the book, I was telling this to some of the brothers and I coming to church about how much of a God is, how he wants you to go on for God. God wants you to go on for God. Well, how bad you want to go on for God? Hallelujah. God just begged you to go on for God. Thank you, Jesus. God just constantly prevails. He's constantly interceding for you and I to go on for God. Thank you, Lord. We might say, well, man, I tell you, I'm something. I'm really going on for God. God really can you on for God. Thank you, Lord. We ain't going too fast. God just can us on. Hallelujah. I said, Lord, look at me, how what's the shape I am. Look at the mess I am. Then here you is out here just picking on me. You want to pick me up and carry me on for God. You so good. You so holiness. Hallelujah. We'll pray with the word of God. We'll see what God going to give me tonight. Hallelujah. Now, if anybody else out there hungry, praise God, I am. Thank you, Jesus. I want to eat. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you, Jesus. We love you, Jesus. We praise your name, Lord. Hallelujah. Shema Matita. Lord, we lift that name up. Jehovah, Yeshua. Oh, I should die, Jesus. Lord, tear me down in your name. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I love you and praise you. Lord, I lift the name up, Jesus. Lord, your name is a strong tower, Lord. The righteous runs into it and are safe. Feed my soul, Jesus. You know what I need, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord, for this day, Lord, and this hour. Lord, in the name of Jesus, Lord, for Christ's sake. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. I feel him, saints. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Boy, it's good to feel the power of God, man. Hallelujah. I tell you, Lord, where am I going, Jesus? Okay, hallelujah. Okay, we'll go this way. Lord, which way you want me to go? Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah, Lord. Hallelujah. Praise God. Praise your name. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. We love you.